Welcome everyone to another episode of the Comic Chronicle Podcast. I am Society's Mutant / Metahuman Dakota Morgan from the FanCorp Network and Nerd of Balls, and also from, not Phoenix, Payson, Arizona, because it's a little bit of a mini vacation for me, quote unquote mini. And definitely I have with me a guest. This is a, we just got out of the fucking movie theaters right now. We just, probably 10 minutes ago, I have a special guest with me. It's not my talk show host, Victor, actually, for a little talk show episodes and whatnot, because right now, we just saw Captain Marvel, my sister, my blood, Mini-Me, my, I was going to say Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, but they had an incestuous thing, so I'm not going to mention that. Fuck that shit. And so, we just got done seeing Captain Marvel, and I have with me right here my sister. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Cheyenne. I am Dakota's sister, and I just got done seeing Captain Marvel, and I can say I am truly impressed.
Impressed. Now, this is going to go right beforehand. This, you guys know at home, this is going to go right before the future Dakota talks to Victor about what we thought about the film as well, too. And so I wanted to get the opinion of a person without a penis for a woman-led movie, to say the least here, because this shit has such a good warm message. It touched my heart so much about, like, girl power, female equality, and stuff like that, too, and strength. Like, you were crying like a bitch, and I saw it, and don't even deny it, because I saw you wiping away tears.
I can't deny it.
Wasn't just for fucking Goose, mind you, either, which is the perfect Top Gun reference I've ever fucking seen in my life. And amazing, this movie. Absolutely amazing. This is, like, right after, just coming out of the doors. Absolutely amazing. It's tough for words. Shy, like, what about it? Like, our characters. There were so fucking many characters in this film. With this storyline, you could fuck it up. Easily.
Absolutely.
Easily. Now, some of your favorite characters. Is Goose an MVP?
Goose is absolutely, you know, other than Captain Marvel herself, the MVP of the movie.
Fuck yeah.
I could not get enough of him.
And you're just like, oh, he's amazing.
Glad they included him in the end, because he is the most badass cat and made me want one of myself.
Now, we're doing spoilers here, because fuck you guys. If you're listening to a review, we're going to go into spoilers. Just know right now that it's so good, I'm at a loss for words. And I shed many fucking tears as well. And it's really insane to me of Goose, because Goose can come back. He's not a cat. He's an alien. Yeah, he's like, oh, fuck you. He's a little bit more gray now. All right, makes sense. Like, Goose is the MVP. And he got his own poster. That's how I knew something was going to happen. There's a Captain Marvel poster out there. Like, a legit Disney poster, just with, like, it says, like, their name on the top. And it's, like, all red and blue background. It's got the giant-ass logo. It's all Star Spangled and shit. And it's just Goose just looking up at the sky like, yes. And he's got like a little goose name. And it says Goose just on the top. And that's it.
See, I knew he was important when I saw beautiful photos of, you know, him strutting his stuff on the red carpet premiere of this movie. Mm. Best photo from that premiere as well, I have to say. He really knew how to rock it.
It's true. I want to give a little bit of a shout out right now, because not to tangent us, but I drank orange vanilla Coca-Cola, Coke Zero Sugar. Fuck, it's amazing, folks. All right, yes.
Feel free to sponsor us, Coke.
It's a lot of fucking money. Really is. I mean, we have other characters, too, you know, like Ronan, which I knew was coming in, and I knew his partner was coming in. I thought it was going to be like, oh, message from Ronan, and that was it. They're like, fuck no, he's going to get scared shitless. This is Ronan before the face tattoos, before Guardians 1, before he's like, dance off, the hell? And all, like, the stuff going on and shit like that. I mean, if you haven't seen Guardians 1, go fuck yourself. And you're listening to the Comic Chronicle podcast, go fuck yourself. But it's insane. It's just so insane what we got. Like, this was, if you want to, you think Iron Man is the start of the Marvel Universe? Not no more. This is, well, it's absolutely officially not the start, but storyline-wise, it's not the start of it anymore. That's Captain Marvel.
It is, absolutely. I think the best thing that Captain Marvel provided for us was a good background on who Nick Fury was before he saw all of the crazy shit he has seen.
Yeah.
It provided how his personality changed, how he lost his eye. That was a badass moment right there. Also, now that another shout out to Goose right there. We now know that Goose is the only one that could really overempower Nick Fury.
And they fucking teased us. They're like, how's your eye? Oh, it's fine. It's like, what the shits? What is happening here? And you're like, okay, Not, and then Goose like, eh. And that's it. The most badass son of a bitch in a Marvel universe, Nick Fury. Even in the books, Nick Fury is amazing. He was once white, actually, before the Ultimate Universe. It was like white-bearded dude from World War II. I like Samuel L. Jackson a little bit better. And he just, like, is, I was so astounded. I'm like, oh, fuck you. As immediately I thought, I'm like, fuck you. That's too good. Like, no. Just,
you know, Goose is the ultimate power.
Yeah. It's going to be Goose on the promotion poster for this fucking show now. For this episode, I swear to God. And it's really how they blended everything together. Like, we had Guardians references. We had, oh, shit, Thor, Avengers. The Avengers started with Captain Marvel. You thought it was always Captain America. No. It's, he might have been the first Avenger. Yeah, Captain
Marvel.
Yeah, but, and Captain Marvel is the one where, excuse me, where she actually started, they were like, America, they got America, they got everything going on with that, and then it turns into, which Tesseract, motherfucker, I had no idea that was going
to
be in it.
Tie into every single Marvel movie that's before?
This is like the movie universe just had a baby, and this is it, because it's like everything is in here. Like, this is a comic book movie's fandom's dream.
Not only that, it is a great movie for women empowerment. I'm glad Marvel tapped into this and the movement for it. DC did beat them, sadly, to it, but I think Marvel really fucking nailed it.
Marvel did. And it's not, it's a positivity one. Like, we got fucking Jessica Jones. There's a heavy, heavy dark backstory with that of, like, rape survival. And that's really good for women empowerment, but that's a touchy subject.
Absolutely.
But, like, Captain Marvel's like, positivity.
But they showed that not that long ago, women were looked down upon to become pilots. They tapped into the military base of how it was only 30 years ago.
Yeah.
It has not been that long. And they showed that, and then showed that not only was this woman aspiring to be a pilot, she was a pilot in this fucking universe that basically has the power of an Infinity Stone all in her body.
Yeah, that's it. She is like Scarlet Witch almost, actually. Because remember, she got hers. Like, they're in the comics, they're mutants. They're Magneto's kids. But they can't do that. They can now, actually. After this. That's for a different show. That's for a different episode. That's a different talk show filler episode. Is, holy shit. Like, she's one, too. Like, you created Scarlet Witch with the Tesseract. You created with her brother Quicksilver. He died, but mostly because it's in the X-Men movies, which I'm fine with. And then, now it created Captain Marvel. And then it created the Avengers. It created all this shit here. What a fucking cube. And mind you, that cube actually becomes a little girl after it's shattered in the comics. And she fucks everything up. Like, she morphs all the villains in the Marvel Universe. They're in SHIELD's like, you guys can't be held in the prison. Fuck you. And so they convince the little girl to shapeshift them into, like, people. Like, not themselves. And then give them fake lives in their, like, small town community sort of thing. And then the villains, like, wake up and they're like, oh, fuck you. And they go in and it's this huge thing. All the heroes are like, we need everybody. Because this is bad. Like, absolutely. Aliens, metas, mutants. This is bad. So that Tesseract can cause a lot of shit. By the way, I'd love to see that in a movie or TV show. But yeah, like, female empowerment of this film, like, tangent there, but there's just so exciting the universe that we got in this movie. Like, absolutely. What else did we miss? Oh, Coulson! Holy shit!
We haven't talked about Coulson.
Get here!
Young Coulson, some less wrinkles, less stress, obviously.
Mm.
And if you watch the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show, you would know he's been alive. Through some shit.
Yeah, so, in the future, his life's gonna suck. This, like, it looked nice.
This is a nice present to not only see Coulson
happy
yeah. But to see Coulson and Nick Fury of how they started out, they are badasses in the universe, know everything of what we've seen until this movie. Yeah. This presented a whole new side of the characters, and it was great to see Coulson back in a movie. Deeply miss him and his character.
Yeah, well, you have like 7 seasons, I think, or 6 seasons of a fucking show.
Absolutely, but at the end of the
shots
day...
Shots fired to you, shit!
The movies are where it's at, and he was a big presence in a lot of the movies, and he was that silver lining of happiness and joy in phase one of Avengers.
Which
and,
they put into that note, by the way. I noticed that they're like, phase one. I'm like, oh! It's like, oh, shit! Yeah. It's like, oh, God!
Like, Captain Marvel was the inspiration for everything for Nick Fury to build the Avengers. And then the end clip, once you finish those credits, is absolutely amazing to see her walk into Nick Fury's vision that was inspired by her and have no idea.
I cannot
wait to see how they unravel that and her feelings of Nick Fury, because the Nick Fury that the present characters know compared to her is completely different. So I think we're all around going to get a lot of feels when it comes to Fury this next movie.
I didn't expect that, by the way. When I heard it was an end credit, and then all of a sudden you see, like, it's the counter of total loss on a hologram.
Absolutely.
You're like, oh,
fuck. And Captain America's face, Steve Rogers'
3 billion
face.
People and rising just on Earth. And they're like, oh,
the
shit.
The one thing they are doing right now is to contact Captain Marvel, because they know Fury knew she was their last hope. And, you know, I cannot wait for her to go face-to-face with Thanos, because she has not as much, but very much fucking power to
defeat him.
Hashtag
fuck Thanos.
Basically. The whole universe hates him.
Thanos was right, but also fuck Thanos.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, that was that
scene. He didn't
scene,
do it in the proper way, obviously.
No. Well, no. But here's the thing is, I can tell you that from the way it's set up with this movie and what the message she sends and everything like that now, which is such positivity and what she stands for and how she is and the leadership she has and everything like that, she's taking Cap's place.
Absolutely, and I think that's another
Cap America.
That's another thing I don't want to talk about because it's going to get me in my feels, but this next movie, she is the new face of the Avengers, and they gave us such a great movie to start that off.
Could you imagine? Because it's only really, it's a few of the other characters from, like, space and shit like that, and you also got, like, magic and that running around because Wong's still alive, Doctor Strange's partner, I think. And you got, like, the girl from Black Panther. But apparently his sister died, too, by the way. Panther's sister. She didn't make it.
I don't want to think about it yet. And I have until April, too.
I want to put this on the record. We may talk about this in the second half of this review. That I think, because the OG Avengers are still going. Maybe the other ones may come back, because they're pretty big characters. But, like, what would happen if, like, the OG Avengers just said, like, listen, our time is not as over, and it's time for the new age. Like, this is it. And, like, the OG Avengers all sacrifice themselves. Hulk, Hawkeye, Black Widow, Captain America, Iron Man, Thor.
It's gonna happen. Our hearts are gonna be broken. No one is gonna leave that theater the same.
No. As Infinity War was, you're like, my childhood is dying to ash.
But,
and Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good. It's gonna be fucking us walking out of the theater. I don't feel good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Many memes are gonna be made.
Oh, many therapist appointments are gonna
Marvel
be made.
Fans.
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing I am most excited about is how they're gonna take this platform. They're kicking it off with a badass start for Captain Marvel, and I cannot see what more. I can't foresee the future of what Disney and Marvel is gonna hand to us.
As comic fans, we have ideas, but we don't know. We have no idea. There's characters like Rambo's kid, if I remember correctly, she becomes a hero in the future. I think Miss Marvel, which I love. I think it's Miss Marvel. It's somebody. And there is going to be a Captain Marvel 2.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, fuck yeah.
There's
no
way. At the end of it.
Well, they also set it for the end of your fucking feelings, but it's also about
absolutely.
It, too.
Absolutely. But, I mean, what justice would Marvel and Disney do if they didn't do that to us? This whole universe is about feeling, and they have managed for majority of their movies coming out since Iron Man and the originals of this badass universe they've created for us, that they have really brought in real-world issues. Look at Civil War. Now look at Captain Marvel and wanting the power. I cannot wait to see what else they're going to bring for the overlying themes of these upcoming movies. Because not only are they giving us a new face of heroes, but they're giving us a new universe of basis for those heroes. So I am super excited to see what they're going to do in the future, especially after watching this movie, because it's a little taste of what many more movies we're going to have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be... These movies are a good escapism, yet a good reflection, I think, as of now, too. And to be able to get what Captain Marvel dished out, insanity. It is insanity, and I like to say on the show, uncanny. A little X-Men nod there. But really, what it stands for is something that even I could see through everything. Like, I saw it, like, it's not meant for me. The message isn't meant for me, but I understand it. That's the thing, is as a male, teenage male, I understand, or young adult male, I understand the message that was sent here, and that's why I wanted you to put that out there for sure, to be like, oh, well, he's just, man, doesn't understand. Like, no, it's really seen by so many, and people I talk to all over the place about it. You know, like, people I draw in the comics and I go there, they were talking about it, like, just even with the trailers message people. The messages sent through the trailers, just through the clips that came out. And, like, we got comedy, we got drama. Like, the Skrulls broke my fucking heart. And usually Skrulls are the bad guys. Like, they're almost always the bad guys. Like, they've done so much bad shit before. Like, even like they even replaced Sue Storm with the Fantastic Four. Oh, no, not Sue Storm. Ben Grimm's girlfriend, the Thing. They replaced her, and then she broke up with Ben, and then went with Johnny, and had sex with Johnny, and then had a kid, and then it was an egg that she laid.
Yeah,
no, yeah, Skrulls are fucked.
Yeah. This movie gave us a whole nother side of them, though, and I love how they managed to toy with your emotions every seemingly way possible.
Yeah,
and
you thought they were bad.
It shows you what is perceived there on the media, what is perceived in your culture, could be a perception of manipulation.
Yeah, there's not every person that it says someone says is a bad guy. You're like, oh, they're very bad. And like, no, not always. You gotta, there's a silver lining to everything. There's not, no, oh, it's just random. Life's not random, folks. A little bit deep. It's not random. There's a reason for everything, no matter how small or how big. And oftentimes you can get lied to about those reasons of why things are being done. We're not going to go that political, but
it'd be
a long show. It'd be an NPR show.
Captain Marvel did not mean to get political, but in the same sense, not only did they bring
No, that was political. It was political in the sense of messaging, but not in a bad way. It was meant to be positivity. We're shining a light on this because it needs a shine. It needs to be put on the pedestal.
And that's what this movie did. They shined a light on woman empowerment. They shined a light on what the media percepts could be wrong. What you say every day could be wrong. Our wars could be fought for the wrong reason, and at the end of the day, we have no idea. Nope. Not trying to get all my conspiracy theories into this right now.
Well, you've never met Jesse from Another Balls.
But at the end of the day, that shines a light on something that needs to be shone on. It hasn't yet. And I'm grateful for Marvel to do it with their platform, because they know their platform not only reaches to comic book lovers, but it reaches to people who want to step above their average life. It gives them that perception. And for them to use that platform to their advantage to shine light on these issues is absolutely fantastic. And I cannot think of a better production company like Disney to really put it all together either.
It's what I love about Disney being on the backside of Marvel. Like, yes, there's negativities on it, too. And I know people are going to probably comment that, because they always fucking do. But the thing of, with Disney, we're able to see this stuff come on the big screen. Because in books, like, comic fans, like, even people who just read a couple, like, we see this shit. Like, that shit's there.
Exactly.
But it doesn't reach the focus point that we want it to. It doesn't reach that amount of people. But with this movie, here you go. You're going to the movie. Like, not everyone's going to pick up a book. Like, despite what he said in the last episode, not everyone's going to pick up a book. Sadly, but
everyone's going to buy a movie ticket, though.
Oh, God, yeah. They're going to be like, movies? Fuck yeah. And you're
absolutely.
Like, you know how many single women I saw in that movie theater?
Oh,
they
absolutely.
Were like pumped. And I'm like, let's fucking do it. I'm like, power to you.
I went to the bathroom after the movie, and a little girl was walking out. Summary of her little toddler jabble was, this was a badass movie.
Yeah.
I loved it, Mom, because it showed her what she has the potential to be.
Oh, that's
not
a, Jesus Christ.
Not power on your fingers to, you know, blast energy at people.
Not
but,
yet.
You know, we could get there. I would love that day.
Oh, yeah.
But it shows you, if you want to have a potential, you can reach it.
Yeah.
And that sent so many messages, not only to older women who were trying to go through this path in life, but to the younger generations who are going to grow up to watch this new universe platform that they're putting out.
Yeah. And it's like, and it expands, like, even just this movie, even if they don't, they still got this movie to be like, oh, yeah, that inspired me. Like, I wanted that dude to come back and be punched in the face. The one he's like, you know what, they're called a cockpit, don't you? I'm like, oh, fuck you.
Oh, absolutely. I wish,
fuck you.
I wish I would have done a snippet of it, of him getting some sort of ass kicking.
Endgame, it's like an older guy.
But, you know, sadly, there aren't any other important scenes to put on there.
That's true, because this movie was so much, it paid respect to what you love. That's what I also liked about it, too, is, yes, the messages that are in there, but it also did it by paying respect to what you love. Yes, it didn't make the Skrulls the bad guys, but what they did with them, like Talos, oh my god. Like, I don't want the Skrulls to come back and be bad guys in, like, a secret invasion. Like, I don't want that because...
they could after this movie.
No!
The emotional attachment you get to them...
They said there's a possibility, though. Like, Kevin Feige, crazy. The creator of the universe, said, oh, yeah, like, that's a possibility of a show we're looking into, right? Like, or a movie, like, no!
I
could see a
possibility about it. I mean, at the end of the day, with the platform they set up, this species was... thrown to the fucking dirt because they didn't want to submit to a higher power.
Could you imagine if he comes back and he's just like, you know, and what? We don't have a world. And he's like, fuck you, Earth. Like, and it's like, oh, God.
His daughter watching him get shot.
Oh, yeah.
I could foresee it in the future because it is going to be, obviously, in the modern age. This was a flashback movie for us.
In the 90s.
But in the modern age, I could see her growing up to be a badass fucking colonel or the higher power rankings and... leading an army to do destruction to those who did wrong to them.
Yeah.
Revenge is the greatest thing in the comic book universe. Although I don't know why. It always comes back.
It's fucking me. Iron Man did kick the shit out of Winter Soldier.
Absolutely.
After that, I don't blame him. Like, oh, I'm going to cry. Just that quote and how RDJ did it. It's like, yeah, but he killed my mom. And it's like, oh, shit. It's like, that's over. It's just over.
And speaking about Robert Downey Jr., I just want to do a little sad shout out of they did officially confirm that it was his last Marvel movie. And I want to put out a feeler there. How do you guys feel about it? Because I know I'm emotionally distraught. I am only about to be 19 years old next month. Thankfully, you know,
well, this has been going on, what, 10 years?
Since I've been nine years old. I obviously, having a brother who runs a network, have been experiencing these movies and going to the theater to go see Iron Man. I've gone to the theater for all these movies, not even just waited for DVD. I was experiencing it every first weekend they came out. That was a part of our family theme. But that gave me an insight to... everything that happens in this universe because I'm so connected to it in a way because I have somebody to, you know, explain the things that someone who doesn't read a comic can understand. So to have these death perceptions of it is absolutely amazing. And I got on a little tangent there.
No, it's true. It's
Robert,
true.
Being seeing Robert Downey Jr., you know, remembering me walking into the theater, and then I'm going to be walking out next month and it's going to be my last time. And it's crazy to think that I grew up with a generation of movies that is now ending. And a new one is going to be born. And I can't wait to be able to be present for both of those.
Here's a fun fact, a little behind the scenes of that, before I move forward, is Iron Man was my first Marvel character. Like, and that's why he's my favorite. Meaning in the sense, like, and I don't really put that out there that much, but he's my favorite because... my first ever comic book I read was two Iron Man. They were dark gray, and it was a bad time for it was a bad time for the Marvel Universe in general in comics, but it was right after the Secret Invasion, and, I mean, let's just say this. Norman Osborn, a.k.a. Green Goblin, was fucking president. It's a bad time. And Iron Man was the first two books I read. Iron Man was the first Marvel movie I saw. Like, well, not that I saw... well, that I did, and, it wasn't the first one I saw, because I saw Incredible Hulk. I saw the Hulk movie, but then... that's why I liked the Hulk a little bit, too. But then also, my first, like, superhero cartoon, it was Nick something. It was an older kid Nick channel. And it was an Iron Man cartoon. And I watched every fucking episode of that. Like, him in his teenage years. But he had an Iron Man suit. Rhodey was there. And Pepper was there. The Mandarin was there. And it was, like, magic shit. Obadiah Stane was there. Like, Ironmonger. Fucked. And it was a whole boatload of this stuff that happened. And so Iron Man's going to be my first thing that I saw. And as I was saying, Iron Man was my first kind of, like, Marvel Avenger. There was the Hulk movie, but, like, the one who I first read a book of was Iron Man. And it puts me at a loss for words. And usually I'm talking and shit like that, crazy on the show. But, with guests and whatnot, but it was my first hero. So I'm going to see him die. Like, when he got stabbed in Infinity War and I first saw it, because he's my first Marvel Avenger. Like, he is forever going to be my favorite, almost. Although I like other people. But, when he got stabbed, I was like, I felt it throughout my, like childhood. Absolutely. It was like, oh, shit. And the snippets
you see of him on the new trailer for Endgame.
He's like, I'm going to die. It's like, no, you're not.
You see it in his face. And
oh, yeah.
That's a heartbreak I'm not ready to experience yet.
No.
There's too many heartbreaks I'm not ready to experience. I don't want to have to experience these. I'm scared buying a movie ticket. I'm scared to get into the movie with my soda and my popcorn, and I'm going to need to bring a lot of chocolate to shove my face with so I try not to cry throughout the entire 3 hours.
That's about right. But enough of the end game, because we're going back and we do this a huge end game tangent, but we needed it.
Absolutely.
And the fact is this. Captain Marvel is such a brilliant, magnificent done movie. You knew from the beginning, because there's a Stanley fucking tribute.
Oh, goodness.
The Marvel credit. I gotta touch upon it. I know we're probably gonna touch upon it in, like, future me. But, and Victor. But, that intro. That intro did it all. Just right then and there of, oh, fuck. This is what we're in for. And then, like, his cameo, which I about shed a tear for, seeing the Mallrats, Kevin Smith, who was a big inspiration to my film love and everything like that, that got me out there working in the movie business now. Without him, I'd be fucked. And so, and doing the shows and stuff like that too, I wouldn't be doing where I am now with a big network. And I got like hundreds of listeners that are going almost into thousands now. So it's crazy as shit. And so, going with that, and I wouldn't be here with you guys right now, my sister would not be either, Cheyenne, because of Kevin Smith, and to see him paying tribute by Mallrats' script being read
Stan
Lee, who was in the fucking movie, and he was going over his lines. Like, I knew it was happening because he posted about it, because he can't keep his mouth shut. I love him to death, but shit. And so he was bawling, and it's like, oh. And so that, and I'm like, oh my god, there's gonna be a Kevin Smith reference. Like, okay, cool. I'm like, what are we like watching? Like, I figured they were gonna be watching like Clerks or something like that, you know. But it's true, around the time that, so that, I think 96 or something like that. So like, really, and Mallrats we love with a passion.
Oh, absolutely. Oh. Any Kevin Smith movie.
Oh yes, it's like, holy shit. The ones with the Jay and Silent Bob verse, at least. With some, which is coming, the sequel's coming out, the reboot.
Oh, I cannot wait.
It's fucking pumped. The amount of people that are celebrities that are going to be in it, too, is insane. And so that was amazing, too, to have that. So it's like he pays tribute to the world. And well, Blockbuster, too. Fuck.
It made me miss a Blockbuster. And shout out to the one left in Australia. I wish I could come visit you because I want to make it to a Blockbuster before the last one's down. But I heard it's driving, so we're doing okay.
And if I make it to Comic-Con and see with the press pass, hopefully I do, I'm definitely going to probably cosplay as a Blockbuster employee.
Absolutely.
Best I've cosplay. Seen it before, but we're going to do it again. Alrighty, so that's the end of that. What we think here with Cheyenne Morgan, a female at least, I wanted to get like the other sex's opinion on this movie. Because it really matters. Like, two guys talking about this shit, whatever. But, like, I wanted to get the other side of what the message meant to you because it made you cry. Don't tell me it didn't.
It did. I already
not just Goose and be an MVP.
I already admitted it earlier. And I think the best part about this movie was the empowerment it made me feel leaving the theater. Yeah. And I know it not only touched on my gender because it was focused on my gender, but for everybody. The movie was just all around a booster for what you can become.
I've said
it before, I'll say it again, but at the end of the day, this movie made me feel like I was a whole different woman and like I could be, because there's the potential to always change yourself. And
even with a person with powers, she's relatable.
Exactly. Yeah. So relatable on many different levels of just living the classic American life and enjoying friends and beer and pinball machines.
Yep.
Way to go.
In a Guns N' Roses shirt.
And not only that, but you know, having a badass fur baby by her side.
Yeah, and a badass friend too. Exactly. And it was like, that I didn't even, like, you just can't introduce, she's like, the worst part is I lost my best friend. And it's like, oh.
And then she gives that best friend the courtesy of having a nice battle in space.
Yeah, that's cool. Badass. Yeah, that's pretty fucking cool. So that and it helps that Carol Danvers has always been a badass. Like, even when she was Miss Marvel before Captain Marvel. And, oh, by the way, I want to touch on, I know Future Me's probably going to touch on this with Victor. Mar-Vell, by the way, was a male in the books.
Really?
Yes. That backstory, completely new for the movie. It's a lot similar, both like Mar-Vell being like the Kree and everything like that. Mar-Vell was the inspiration for her and everything like that too, but he was a hero with like early Avengers.
I can see that.
But he died of cancer.
See, that's depressing.
Space cancer, and all the Avengers, even the Skrulls.
But you know, Mar-Vell's character also had a depressing end on this movie.
He was
and
fucking killed.
The end not only was her dying, but someone who was her trusted colleague and friend.
But helped save a species.
Exactly. There
may be dicks in the books. We may have seen Venom get eaten by one, and we enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I kind of regret that.
Yes. This movie changed a lot of perspectives.
Oh my god, and it looked really good, by the way.
Absolutely.
Skrull makeup, insane. I thought it was going to be practical. It was special effects. There was a little bit of it in there. That was a lot of fucking makeup.
everything about this movie. They really all together was one of the best Marvel productions because yeah. as these movies progress, so do not only their effects, which is more evident,
yeah.
but the crews they have on them. And I just want to do a giant shout out to all of the crews because they really made it possible, not only the makeup artists, but the sound, everything that went into this movie to make you leave with your emotions all out on the table was done perfectly.
Yep. It, you can explain it no better. And I want to transfer it here in just a minute. Any final words on the movie?
Go fucking see it. And if you haven't, you need to get your ass up now and go watch it.
Marvel, we're ready. I mean, Marvel, you're doing the Lord's fucking work at this point. As Smith would say.
Absolutely. And I cannot wait to see what you guys bring to the table for Endgame.
Yeah. And with that, we're going to transfer to Feature Dakota with Victor.
Alrighty, thank you, Past Dakota, and thank you, Cheyenne Morgan, for coming on to the show and whatnot. It was a blast having you on here, little sister. It really, really was. Now, in just a second, actually, I do want to find something for her, because I know she said no, but fuck it. Now, if you guys want to follow her, you can follow Cheyenne, because she gave some really inspirational shit for you guys and whatnot. So you can follow Cheyenne at Cheyenne, with an A, and any that Morgan on Instagram. Follow her on there, folks, for a good fucking fun time. So definitely, if you guys are interested in what she has to say more about life and power of women and stuff like that, which we do support here. As always, my politics stand. I'm an X-Men fan. Let that be. That's my politics stand. So that should just be. That's going to be a fucking shirt. But right now, I have with me my co-host here. We've had time to sit and think about Captain Marvel. It's a little bit after the hype here. Victor, man. Victor Hutchins, everybody. Now, what did you think of it? Because I was at, in the beginning of the show, I was at a loss for fucking words. I could barely piece it together because it's so beautifully well done. What do you think about, before I talk about my thing, I want to transfer it over to you of, you've had time to sit and think about the movie. Overall, what'd you think? What do you think still? Like, what is your impression now, a couple days after watching?
Oh, well, honestly, after a couple days of just sitting here and stewing on the Captain Marvel, I will say, in the beginning, it almost actually kind of lost me. Either it was a little too fast or I was just a little too slow. Things, I don't know, it kind of started off pretty fast, but I will say it did start. After I started kind of piecing it together, I was like, okay, just kind of pondering on it. And after I walked out of the theater, I was kind of like pondering on it. My wife was actually more really focused because I took her to go see it with me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's sitting there asking me questions, and as she's asking me questions, it's actually helped me piece it together. I actually thought it was a pretty good opening for a little bit of a Captain Marvel series.
Yeah, it opened up really fast. Like, that's one thing I saw and thought about, like, because I'm thinking about the storyline in it, is it opened really incredible, like, action right in the first 5 minutes. You're like, what the fuck? Like, something, like, immediately, like, in the 2 seconds after the Marvel credits things happening, there's, like, cutscenes of explosions happening, like, slow-mo explosions, like, oh, what is happening? It's like, and here you're going into war, bitch. It's like, what? And then it's like, oh, Skrulls everywhere. It's like, what the shit? Like,
right off the bat, dude.
Oh my god, yeah. And I like that.
Guns blazing and, yeah.
I like that. I don't want, like, here's a slow build up to what's happening. You know what's going to. They're like, no, fuck you in the middle of the war here. Like, that's amazing. And now, like, I'm not at a loss for words as much as I was because I was hit so by much the impactfulness of the film that we had. So it's a little bit more cheery this half of the episode, so I gotta say that, Victor. So to all the listeners out there, you know, we got on the touch of, like, Endgame, because we touched about that a little bit. It's so depressing. But what do you else do you think about it, man?
Well, I think that I don't like cats more, better, more than I ever did before.
I feel different. I love cats more now. Perfect. Fucking perfect thing going on.
I'm just kidding. No, that was actually pretty funny when I saw that. Honestly, what I thought too, what kind of tripped me out was the fact that I made myself look like a fool. I was trying to sit there and, you know, kind of make myself look like, you know, badass, you know, with all this knowledge for the Marvel world, and I got lost track of time and come to find out that it was actually the beginning of everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, this was
that
like...
That right there, when I figured that out, I'm like, yeah. I was actually excited. I was really excited.
Well, yeah. I mean, you knew it was anyway, Victor. Come on, man. You're not paying attention to the fucking previews? Like, the fuck? Like, you saw the silhouette of Ronan in it. I'm like, oh, I know Ronan's going to be in this shit. And it's like, oh, yeah. So you know it's happening beforehand because he's not like, fuck you, Kree Empire. And it's like, okay, cool. And like a lot of the Kree's fucking wrecked in now anyway. So I think at this point, oh God, I don't know, man. I sat and thought about it a little bit more. And I talked to my pops before coming in. And we talked about it. I was like, yeah, the Skrull. We mentioned the beginning too, but this another thing that like this really made me think of. Like, they really turned one of the evil fucking doers in the Marvel Comics universe. They made him evil at first, but then at the end, you're like, oh my God, I'm sympathizing with Skrulls.
Mm-hmm.
What is this?
Like, I will admit crazy. This. I called that one from the beginning too, because I was like, I looked at the freaking the Kree leader. I forget his name. Douchebag is what I nicknamed him.
They're both fucking evil though, man. You can't fucking like, yeah. They're both, I'm like thinking like, okay, she's gonna portray them both. And it's gonna be like humans v both, because both are dickheads. Like they,
dude, I call that shit. I thought it was pretty dope though.
I didn't call it, because as a hardcore comics reader, I did not, because I'm like, you're not gonna make the fucking Skrulls good. There's no fuck, and it's getting further along. I'm like, okay, they might actually, and then they start on like, okay, they did it. This is amazing because that's a new fucking take. It's beautifully well done, and I don't want to cover too much on the power of woman message because we just covered that for like 30 minutes before my sister here, and I'd rather take it from someone who is in depth with this knowledge of it. So Victor and I are just gonna be talking about this here for a couple more minutes, folks, just to give you guys like, this is what's happened, like. This is how we feel about this. This movie still, I still feel it. Me personally, I still feel this fucking movie's incredibly well done. The messages in it, incredibly well done. The effects in it, incredibly well done. The storyline in it, incredibly well done. It's like, yeah, you may be able to figure some things out, but congrats, every fucking movie ever. You can figure things out. It's like a war movie. Oh my God, what's going to happen? Are we going to die? It's like, no, not when True Story one's like, oh my God, what's going to happen next? Like, you know what the fuck's going to happen next. Like, come on. You know, like, but I still feel it's really good. I still really incredibly love this film. And I think Iron Man was always the first one you watch. But tying it back into that, Victor, is now we have a movie that it would be kind of weird because you go from, if you watch it in chronological order of the storyline, you got to watch Captain Marvel first now. But it'd be kind of weird because then you go to Iron Man, who doesn't tie in anything but fucking Coulson, which is kind of cool, though. But I kind of actually want to watch Captain Marvel and then Iron Man to notice all that fucking difference. Because there is a lot, but there's also some that's really fucking similar.
That sounds like a really good idea. I'm going to do that when it comes out on DVD.
Yeah, doesn't it? I've been rewatching Marvel movies slowly and surely, but I'm like, I'm not going to catch up before Endgame. I work too fucking much. I work too much in film and all this other shit, man, to do this. There's no fucking way. And literally, they did it once. It's like you watch them all in chronological order. These movie theaters are doing it for Infinity War. And then Infinity War is at the end, and you just sit in a movie theater, and it took 2 fucking days. That's 24, it's 2 fucking days. No. And you got a gold medal, or aluminum or platinum medal or something like that. You got this, like, real medal for doing it. I was like Mark Bernard from Kevin Smith, who, by the way, still love that fucking shout-out by him. And he had, I was like, oh my God. There's no fucking way. Like, how do you do it? But I don't know, man. I'm still incredibly proud of this movie. You?
I was, actually. I mean, I do.
Well, are you still not? Like, here's the thing. Like,
I get it. I get it. I honestly, I give it probably much like a 8.5 out of 10.
It's about what I give it. It's about what I give it to. I really do. Maybe 9.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, you could tell that, of course, I mean, who wouldn't? You know, you could tell everybody obviously enjoyed their parts and shit like that, too. Played them so well. Everybody.
Well.
That fucking cat, though.
In what way? Goose is the fucking MVP. I'll echo the words from the first half of the show.
Yeah, I kind of want one.
Oh, okay. I'm like, don't fucking hate on Goose.
Don't... No, dude, I want one, dude. What? Like, it actually made me want a cat.
Yeah. See, we're the 50-50 because on the Nerdaballs Network, which, by the way, people go follow at Nerdaballs on Twitter and Instagram and Nerdaballs on Facebook. We're like, compared to everyone else so far, I think, is a good majority of the people on the network didn't like it. I'm like, what? So, like, our fellow brothers out there are, like, kind of hating on it. I'm like, I think it's good.
I think it was good, too, honestly.
Yeah, like, fuck you. The Comic Chronicle podcast says it's good. We're going to see on your Nerdaball show what the fuck happened. But on the network, the Nerdaballs network, we're kind of the singularities. We're going to see what everyone else thinks, but before the review thing comes out, I don't know what they're thinking. I don't want to spoil any of it for what for people. To make sure you guys check out the Nerdaballs podcast on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, and whatnot as well. And make sure you check out the YouTube channel. It helps. It helps to promote your own network. So definitely, folks, thanks for tuning in, man. We're going to cut it here because even after sitting with this movie, we covered a majority of it in the beginning. After sitting down with this movie, it's really fucking good. And all I gotta say is, at Marvel and Disney, because I gotta say Disney, really, I almost said DC. As thank you guys for this, Brie Larson, everybody, Jude Law, every one of these actors and actresses in there, really, really, and everyone who was behind the scenes and everything like that. Because believe it or not, Victor, there's a couple people in the special effects department of this movie who actually follow me in the show now.
Nice.
They follow me on Instagram. They're like, I'm like, what the fuck? Oh no. And I'm looking like, oh, these guys are legit. So shout out to you guys, because you guys are really fucking amazing. I mean, you do really great work, practical and special effects. Really, really great work. And I know this is another talk show segment episode, but we wanted to get this review out of Captain Marvel. So thank you guys for tuning in on this episode. And make sure you guys, if you haven't yet, if you listen to this episode, go fuck yourself if you haven't seen the movie yet. But Victor, man, any final words for this?
Go see the movie.
Yeah, go see it. If you don't see it, you're missing out. Yeah, it is a integral part of the Marvel Universe, and it's a prequel. So let that be fucking known. And it ties in the Endgame very well at the end, especially. And that clip, by the way, that Victor, that end credit scene had me like,
dude.
Oh my god! It just opened up, and it's like three billion and rising. It's exponentially of people lost, and all the countries have a million, or no, like a couple hundred thousand and whatnot. Like, it is insane. Like, 3 billion people. Like, and then it's like 4 million and one, and it's holy shit, man. Like, there's 3 billion and going, and like, that just hits you right then and there. Like, that many people are dead just on Earth, and it's going up. And like, Captain, like, that look of everybody and how techy everything was is like, oh.
You just see the emotion. You can feel it through the screen.
Cheyenne covered it perfectly. Is we're not ready, and we're going to need the box of tissues. So fuck. So, all right. That's the best last word I can give for there. So, Victor, social media, man. Let's give it out here. Let's not waste any more of the folks' time.
You guys can follow me at Victor Hudgens or Spokane_Avenger on Instagram and at Victor Hudgens on Twitter.
Yep. And you guys can follow me at Dakota_Morgan97 on Instagram and at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter. And if you guys want to follow the Comic Chronicle podcast, make sure you guys follow Nerdaballs on Twitter and Instagram, and as well as at RealFanCorp on Twitter and Instagram, and also FanCorp Network on Facebook and YouTube to stay in touch with all the news and everything like that for the Comic Chronicle podcast. I mean, you'll on any of those sites, you'll get news about the show, trust me. But it's best to get it from the source. So thank you guys for tuning in to this wonderful review. Like, this was a positive review. It was a movie that made me smile the entire fucking time, except when people died. I was like, holy shit! Or, like, betrayal. I was like, holy shit! Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Just jumping in my seat like a freaking kid.
Oh, my God. I was, like, leaning forward, and, like, very few movies are going to be at a loss for breath when I'm trying to talk about them, and that was one. And I'm like, oh, my God.
I'll leave it to you like this, man. My wife literally looks at me and sees a child.
And here's the thing before we go. I want to touch on this, folks, is that for me and Victor, this movie's not made for us. It is not. Like, Wonder Woman was not made for us. We enjoy it. We get what it means. And we respect it. And we acknowledge it and support it. But it's not made for us. It's made for the girls. It's made for the women of this world. It's made for the power and the message that we talked about earlier. And I want to end it off there, because if you want to see a powerful message, go see Captain Marvel. Go see them. And people who don't hate on it are people like, oh, they're the same people who see a woman in a movie or TV show or give a review about something, and they're like, oh, no, go fuck yourself.
No,
and
hell no.
Those people go, I don't care about you. Get out of here. No one cares about those. We don't care about you. And those are the online trolls that the movies got and whatnot, too. But yeah, go see it, folks. I can't give it enough. Marvel, we're here to support you. Like, we're here to support most people, but Marvel, we're here to support you.
I got your back, Marvel, all the way.
Fuck yeah.
And DC. And DCs.
And that's true.
All of it.
We love you all. Alrighty, folks. I gotta say, stay classy, New York City.